If you asked Roger Waters, he would tell you that this particular album, well, it marked the end of the band Pink Floyd. Incredibly contemporary. Sounds just as good now as what it did back then. Wish You Were Here, the ninth album from Pink Floyd, according to Roger Waters, marked the end of the band. However, another one was to come, of course, namely The Wall, a beautiful masterpiece as well. But on this occasion, it's Wish You Were Here, and there's a good reason for it. This particular album was when Roger Waters set himself up to be solely the band leader, dismissing a lot of Dave Gilmour's incursions, Nick Mason's, as well as Richard Wright. It was at the time a real Roger Waters trademark, and that's what Pink Floyd was fast becoming. Dave Gilmour's vocals on Wish You Were Here, I think arguably sizes up the salty, sweet combination of what was the relationship between Waters and Gilmour, the way that he sung it. There's a debate whether or not Wish You Were Here is actually one of the highest performed songs by buskers and artists alike. A favourite performed on acoustic guitar, if you go to any pub on a Sunday afternoon, it's likely that you hear the song performed, some better than others. How could a slow song such as Wish You Were Here, how could a contemporary ballad, if you like, become such a pillar of the face of rock and roll? Well, meaning, the whole meaning, not just the way it's written, what was written, but how it was performed, how it was sung. There's a distinctive note, a pairing, and it certainly comes across on this album and on the track. When Wish You Were Here by Pink Floyd was released, it went straight to the top of the charts on both sides of the Atlantic. It sold over 14 million copies just within 12 months. I mean, this was going to be a smash no matter what. The album itself has the cover has a man in flames and the other one shaking his hand, as you know. Back then, it was actually done. He actually lit himself on fire and shook the guy's hand, and then they had to extinguish him. But get this, they couldn't do it just once. They had to do it a few times to get the right shot. It's just something that was needed at the time, and this was artistry going in a new direction. Actual photographs of people doing this kind of thing. It was a telltale sign of the stories to follow, especially with The Wall that was forthcoming. Richard Wright of Pink Floyd later said that this was without a doubt his favorite album. Actually, it's a lot of people's favorite album for many reasons. The songs on it are immeasurable, just beautiful tracks back to back. So enjoy it if you haven't heard it, and if you do have it, just pick up that volume, turn it to 10 on a Saturday night. You know, do what you need to do to feel the way that you do and enjoy one of the finest albums and one of the world's best rock albums ever made. Well, that's it. Well, today's show was almost perfect, wasn't it? You know, barring the 30 or 40 remarkably obvious mistakes, I thought it was pretty good. Until next time.